Karin dropped by to talk about the discoveries she made on that journey. Of course, I had to ask her the most obvious question. What made her give up a lucrative career to trek by herself across Vietnam?
I actually went on a dare, believe it or not. My car got a flat tire just outside of Boston in a driving rainstorm, and I took it to a mechanic who turned out to be a Vietnam vet. A huge fellow, 6'4", burly shoulders, snake's head tattoos down both arms. And we started talking about Vietnam. And I said, totally off the cuff, just the sort of thing you might throw out, you know, I've always wanted to go to Vietnam. And he went rigid. He looked at me, and this is 3 years ago, I remember word for word. He said, you'll be raped. You'll step on a mine, you'll disappear, and no one will ever find you. And I argued with him. I'd been in the Peace Corps. I had pretty strong opinions myself about Asian life. And eventually he kind of cut me off with a sweep of his arm, and he pointed his crowbar at me like a machine gun, and he said, how the devil do you know? And I thought about that on the way home, and I realized he was absolutely right. I had no idea what I was talking about, but that there was only one way to find out. So off I went.
How did you prepare for this trip? Did your Peace Corps experience hold you in good stead?
The Peace Corps gave me a lot of the intangibles, I think, patience and a sense of humor. The principal preparation I do for a trip is to learn the language, because I travel to meet people, not to see places or even to have adventures, although that's a lot of fun. And I had, almost immediately upon arriving, managed to get a hold of a motorbike, which was 29 years old, which is as old as I was when I was there, and it broke down 52 times in 4.5 months, and within 6 weeks of getting this bike, I had developed this huge lopsided bulge in my vocabulary. I could say almost anything having to do with motorcycle innards.
That's terrific. You were arrested a lot of times. Why? What were the arrests all about?
The intriguing thing about Vietnam is that almost everything is illegal, but virtually everything is possible. And by illegal, I mean it's illegal for a foreigner to own a motorbike or for a private citizen in Vietnam to own anything larger than a 125cc, which is quite small. And I had gotten a hold of a 450cc Honda. So it was this huge, illegal muscle bike.
Two strikes against you already.
Two strikes against me already. And I should say that getting arrested in Vietnam is really not as frightening as it sounds. It takes 2 to 8 hours, and you sit and play cards and tell stories, and the fines or bribes, whatever you want to call them, start at $200 to $400. I never paid more than $17. Usually it was around $5. And if they got really stubborn, I would pull out my hammock and threaten to spend the night. And then they'd have me out the door in 5 minutes, but they always got their revenge, because as I was wheeling the bike away, I would see somebody on the phone to the next village telling them that I was coming.
Did you ever feel in physical danger?
One time I was really quite scared, and it was the first time I tried to hitchhike. It was outside of Hanoi. I was standing on a deserted dirt road at 4 in the morning, thinking back to that mechanic, all by myself, thinking, my God, what am I doing here? This is crazy. What if that guy is right? And along comes this two-ton Russian army truck driven by a North Vietnamese lieutenant, a soldier. And I get in, and he turns to me, and the first thing he says is, where are you from? And I coughed a couple times and mumbled, you know, America. And he grinned from ear to ear, and he said the only words he knew in English, which were, America. America number one, welcome back. And I drove with him for about 15 hours. That night we got to a guest house, when it's 30 cent a night flop houses. And he turned to me and he said, well, where are you going to sleep? And I said, I'll sleep here. He said, you can't do that. And he took off his hat and he walked down the street in this village. He's impeccably dressed. Place is shuttered up tight for the night. He hammers on doors until somebody opens up. He realizes there are women and children there, and he put me there for the night. Next morning he picked me up in his truck, and I drove with him for a couple days, and eventually when I wanted to go where he wasn't going, he handed me off to another truck driver that he knew, and that guy handed me off, and that guy handed me off. It was the most extraordinarily protective experience.
The format of your book is interesting. You begin each chapter with a brief letter to your mother. Do you have a favorite one you'd like to share with us?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. Dear Mom, I can't get a single solitary soul to go down to the marketplace and try the roasted bugs with me. If only you were here. I miss you terribly.
I'm sure that spoke to your mother's heart. We're talking with Karin Muller, whose new book is called Hitchhiking Vietnam. You write in your book that you went in search of the real Vietnam. What do you mean, the real Vietnam? What were you looking for?
I was looking for village life. Vietnam has had 5 wars in 50 years. They've had capitalism. They've had communism. They've had these overlays onto their ancient traditional culture. And I was looking for that culture. I was looking for village life and the ethics and morals, how they raise their children, how they treat their elderly, what are their hopes and dreams. I wanted to live in a village with a family and just be a part of things and see what it meant to be Vietnamese in rural Vietnam.
And did you leave the country feeling you'd accomplished that?
I think I did. I finally found a village way up north in the Tonkinese Alps where I stayed for a long time and became a part of things as much as that's possible. They took me in.
And what did you do every day?
Planted rice, and then weeded rice, and then harvested rice, and then worked the paddy. It's backbreaking work. It's 8 hours a day, and that's what they do. They can tell you for any day of the year, at any time of the day, what they will be doing. It's a very regimented life, but it's also a very safe and stable life.
What place did you like the most? I presume the last village you were in.
I'd have to say I didn't love a place. I loved people. The motorbike that broke down 52 times was the ultimate blessing, because every time it broke down, somebody took me in. And because it was so big and it was hard to find spare parts, sometimes I ended up staying places for quite a long time while I waited for it to be fixed. My memory of Vietnam is really an amalgamation of these smiling faces and such giving to me that it was hard to believe.
Karen Muller is author of the new book, Hitchhiking Vietnam.
Language lesson. May I have a ride?
Cho tôi đi nhờ được không?
Will I go to jail for this?
Làm như vậy tôi có bị ở tù không?
I'd like to rent a motorcycle.
Tôi muốn mượn chiếc xe này.
Bye, Rudy. I'm going home.
Chào Rudy, tôi đi về.
Bye. Thanks for the language lesson.